From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 24th at 8:56. And we have Todd Gleason on the line again this morning to talk about the opening market. Good morning again, Todd.
Hey, good morning again to you, Kimberly. Let's take a look at the marketplaces that traded in Chicago at the CME Group overnight and into the day trade now. Corn futures in the nearby contract, that's the May, at 464 for old crop corn, up 4.5 cents at this hour. July at 474 at a quarter, up 3.75. And December corn trading at $4.89.5, up 3 cents. May soybean settling back down 4 cents now at $11.59.5. July at $11.75.5, down 3.5. And November at $11.45.75, a penny and a quarter lower. Bean meal futures at $3.24.20. Down $2.50, and the bean oil 13 cents lower at $65.46. A couple of things happening at the end of this week, maybe into next week. EPA's Lee Zeldin is expecting that the RVOs, or the renewable volume obligations, for things like ethanol, as well as advanced biofuels, which may have an impact on the soybean market related to renewable diesel and biomass-based diesel in general, will be announced prior to the end of the year, or prior to the end of the month, that is. Most are thinking that will come at or on Friday of this week, because there is a celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States and agriculture at the White House on that day. We'll see how all of that plays out. And then, of course, the Iran war is still impacting the marketplace. There is news from the New York Times this morning that we'll have to watch as it's related to the marketplace. Said that the Saudi prince is pushing the Trump administration to continue the Iran war. Prince Mohammed bin Salman thinks that this could be an historic opportunity to remake the region, so we'll see how that continues to play out. Wheat futures in Chicago are down a half cent at this hour at 587 at a quarter, July at 599 and a half. That's the harvest month. It's down a half. And the hard red winter July at $6.19 and a half, up a penny and a half. Live cattle futures in Chicago for the day are trading 87.5 cents lower. They're at $233.77.5. Feeder cattle for 100 pounds at $347.92.5, down 42.5 cents. And lean hogs at $104 and a nickel, down 35 cents. Just by way of explanation, I do this once in a while. When we're talking about the price of livestock, that's really the wholesale price per pound. So $104 is $1.04 for a pound of pork. That's for the whole of the carcass, so it's across the board. Now, crude oil is trading at $92.45 a barrel today. That's at $4.28 higher. Heating oil or diesel fuel at $3.99.7 is up 24.4 cents per gallon. And gasoline on the RBOB at $3.07, 13 cents higher. And that's a quick look at what's happened in the world of agricultural and commodity markets. I'll be glad to be with you again later in the week, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a good one. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.